Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise, by Benjamin Franklin. And I've just heard this adage discussed by my friend Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, on Audioboo. And I've had for a very long time an impulse to write down our audio, a whole collection of ideas around this. Nothing about sleep, nothing about healthy, wealthy, wise, or anything like that. No, that this in this case refers to a little thing Rich did in his audio. He said, I don't know if this is true, or I don't know if that's quite true. And he put it very gently, but other people put it a lot stronger. What they do is take a situation and they debate whether it's true or not. Yeah, they'll come and they'll try to either persuade themselves or persuade other people that something is true. Whether it is true that if you go to bed early, you'll get more wealthy. Whether it is true that you can alter the degree of wisdom which you have by the time that you go to bed. And it's discussed around the idea that this is either true or untrue. And this audio is I'm making because I've had ideas about this question of truth and untruth for a long time. And if I wait until I have it all worked out, it'll be years before I express what I want to say. So there's nothing better than just blurt it out in an unformed form. And that'll at least start the ball moving. And maybe the ball will continue to move. Anyway, that's in parenthesis. Back to this topic. Too many things, in my opinion, are discussed or debated in terms of whether they're true or not, rather than whether they are useful to the person speaking or not. In other words, what I wish to communicate is that for me, the proposition early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise helps remind me that it might be a damn good idea to go to bed earlier than I'm going at present. And it's very attractive to become more healthy, and I'll do quite a lot of things to help me to become more healthy. Or actually, I wish I did more to help me become more healthy. Anyway, go to bed a bit early would be good for my health. Yeah, that's a good reminder for me. Now, and the key point about that is it may not be a good reminder for you. It may not suit, in fact, it definitely doesn't suit other people. I mean, if it suits me, it means ipso facto or ergo, anyway, whatever Latinism is the right thing to say. If something suits me, it means it definitely doesn't suit, let's say, 60% of other people. That's the kind of general rule I have, that if I think something, 40% of people agree with me, and if I and by definition, then 60% are either neutral or are in disagreement. Now, that is a framework I find helpful for checking myself and giving me assurance that I'm not alone in the world without having to do a massive scientific or stratified, you know, sample. So it's about usefulness. So I'm really flying the flag today, and I'm sure I'll wish to elaborate on this. You know, probably require a whole book to elaborate this perspective. But as far as I'm concerned, it's, does this lens help you to make sense of the world, or to make the world meaningful at this time? So a particular theoretical framework, a particular model, do those two things help to make the world more negotiable, to make the world more meaningful, to make the world more navigable. Yes. Not is it true that, you know, faraway hills are green? Is it true that, you know, if, you know, that the white man brought civilization to the savage Indians? Is that not whether that's true or false, but whether that is a useful perspective for achieving what I want to achieve? Now, that's obviously a useful perspective for certain white men achieving what they wanted to perceive, or wanted to achieve, which was to dominate the North America, the Indians, the indigenous population, and take their land from them and use it for themselves, and thereby, you know, achieve certain things, and as a consequence, get a better standard of living for themselves. But what happens? We debate about whether it's true or false. And we have arguments about whether it's true or false. And we don't have arguments about why it's true or false for you or for me. This is true for me because I hold it as of a value that, you know, white men are superior to Indians. So therefore, I am going to see the white extermination or virtual extermination of Indians as worthy, notable, justified. So I think what I'm doing, in a very crude, and I don't want to be held by anything that I say today, I would prefer to think of this as a kind of a memory jogger and as a first step in treacherous waters where it's very easy to be misunderstood, but at least a step taken with boldness and courage, which makes me feel proud that I've stopped keeping it bottled up inside. How useful is this point of view to you, and what are you trying to achieve by holding this point of view? Not is this point of view the true, the right, and the only way that people who are not misguided would see the world. Now, this is a long way from Benjamin Franklin. It's a long way from Rich Roberts in New York, who was doing nothing more harmful than having a cup of coffee on his porch not very long ago. You know, and what have I done? I bent and twisted his theme to suit my purpose. Why? Because I've had this, I found the ideas contained in whatever I've expressed to help me with my mental health, to help me with my ability to live in a friendly way with my neighbours and people who disagree with me, and for a whole list of other things that I could write down, and I probably will have to write down if I'm ever going to write a book about this topic, or ever going to dictate a book about this topic, or ever going to give somebody else, or else discover that somebody else has written all this down already, which of course must be the case. So what can I do now? All I can do now is express big thanks to Rich Roberts for being the straw that broke the camel's back, and move on with the rest of the day. And I hope you enjoy and find useful your models, your theoretical frameworks, your lenses, and any other metaphor you want to use for what is it? What are the rose-tinted glasses through which you see the world, experience the world, interpret the world, and even imagine the world? There's not much more to be said, really, from me over to you.